everyone, and welcome to our message tonight at Freedom's Way Ministries. If you have opened this message from an archive source, please understand we're on a live teleconference meeting. That means that people will be calling from all over the place. We're going to give them 3 to 5 minutes to get here. And in the meantime, if you digital listeners would like to join us live, you would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code 373-363-pound. Meetings are held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So while we're waiting for other callers, if you all who are here would like to announce yourself, now's a good time to do that.
Hello, this is Helen.
Hi, Helen.
I think our clocks are not the same, but it's okay. It gets me here.
I have 8:28.
Oh.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Vicki and Phil from Stephen Cindy.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Stephen Cindy.
Hope you all have been having a beautiful day.
Yes, it has been a gorgeous day today. A little overcast, which doesn't hurt our feelings. Anybody else yet want to say hello? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. We have a really good word for you tonight. And I've started working on next week. Next week, I'm so excited about next week. But you can get excited about tonight, too. It's really good. Praise the Lord. And I'm thinking after tonight, we'll probably only continue this a couple more weeks and then move into other symbols in the Bible. Other than numbers, but we'll see what the Lord has to say. Anybody else want to say hello? All righty. 8:30. Time to begin. Shall we give them another minute? Pardon me. Hello.
Hi, Miss. Hello, Miss Vicki. Hi, Miss. Hey, Pastor Bill.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, man. Welcome.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother and sister.
Fantastic
Monday. Fantastic Monday. Thank you, Jesus.
Woohoo.
All right, I'm gonna mute out.
Hallelujah. Hello. Has been good. Who else? Who wants to say hello? Who is that?
This is Finn.
Hi, Finn. You made it.
I made it.
All right.
I had to push to it. About 20 minutes ago, Chris Shaheen called me, and just 3 minutes ago, I said, Chris, I got to let you go. I got to make this call here tonight at 8:30. So
well,
I made
you know
it.
What? You should have encouraged him to call, too. He would enjoy it.
You know, I'm going to do that. As a matter of fact, he has a little breakfast tomorrow for men, and I get together with him every now and then at Tuesday, and he invited me again for the 9:30, and Margaret and Ralph, you know, Margaret
yeah.
and Ralph. Ralph has
yeah.
been coming to there, and somebody else, a young guy from the church, Dave Schlimmer, comes, and so, yeah, it's been good time. He'll fix us breakfast, and he's quite a cook. And so, yeah.
All right.
It's been
Well, who else wants to say hello?
Hello there.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else before I mute your telephones? Now's your chance to say hello. Okay,
good
I'm going to go ahead. And just, hi, who is that?
It's Beck. Becky.
Becky, you made it. Praise the Lord.
I made it, yes.
We've been missing you in the morning.
Back from West Virginia. It was wonderful.
Good. Okay, I am going to mute the phones, and we're going to get started.
Hallelujah. Welcome. This is Freedom's Way Ministries, and my name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki, and we are at our Monday evening teaching. Tonight we have an exciting teaching for you. It is on understanding God's numbering system, so make yourself comfortable. You will enjoy it. I'd like to say that our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and authority in the kingdom of God. And anything we can do to help you do that, we are willing. These teachings are paramount for that mission. And also we have a website, freedomswayministries.com, that is a treasure trove of information that will help you in your journey to get closer to Christ and to exhibit his character and enjoy the benefits of his kingdom.
Amen. Well said.
Praise the Lord. So welcome again. I'm going to pray us in and get us started. And just be relaxed and enjoy and well.
Learn and grow.
Learn and grow. Here we go. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We worship you this evening with all our hearts, all our minds, all our strength. We worship you, Lord, and we give you honor. We bow our knee to you, Father. It's all about you. We thank you, Lord, that you have the anointing on this message to benefit, to help your people grow, and to just prosper them in all their ways. Thank you, Lord, for that. And we just bless and honor you. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any interlopers or any foul spirits that would attempt to blunt or distort this message in any way that God's people cannot receive all the benefits that God has in mind for his people to receive and the full power of it. Thank you again, Lord. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this message tonight, and we give you all the honor. We give it up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you're joining us for this study for the first time on God's math, you'll soon discover the master mathematician reveals himself in numbers, woven in remarkable precision throughout his word. The insights the Lord gives us as we dive into the spiritual meanings of each number are amazing, and we see how it would be easy for someone to get caught up in it all. But we caution against that because we never want to let creation become more important to us than the Creator, and we never want to let numbers become a god to us.
God's math. Whatever the Lord creates, the devil does his best to counterfeit it or imitate it. And there are a lot of people out there whose lives are ruled by numbers and what they mean. But this study is not numerology. We're not preaching another gospel. We're not trusting in our own understanding or what we have learned. We're not going to try to make something fit into our way of thinking. We're always going to look to the Holy Spirit to reveal the depth of God's heart, and we see it through his numbers. We should never forget that God's numbering system is here for us to know him, not some other doctrine, not some other way of doing things. Our trust and beliefs must always center in the living God, who has used math as yet another method of helping us grow in him. Now, what was revealed last week in the numbers 7 and 8? Wow, that's a great testimony to what I just said. We all got an amazing insight into spiritual perfection. We have a deeper understanding and appreciation for our covenant and for our covenant-keeping God. Amen, amen. And if you missed any of our messages on numbers, again, check out the website, freedomswayministries.com, or you can text me, 904-993-2876, and ask me for the links, and I'll send that to you directly.
Amen. So tonight we're going to begin with the number 9. The way we have approached this study is through the law of first reference, which means we've taken the first verse where the number appears and allowed the Holy Ghost to expand our understanding from that point. And we use the actual word for the number. So in other words, the word 9 and not ninth or 900 or 40 and 9 and so on. 9 is one of those numbers whose meaning is verified over and over again as having to do with the Holy Spirit. There are 9 fruits of the Spirit and 9 gifts of the Spirit. So we expect 9 to relate to the Holy Spirit in some way throughout its appearing in Scripture. Once again, the law of first reference did not seem to bear this out. So let's look at the verse where the word 9 first appears. And that's in Numbers 29:26. And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot.
And everybody's scratching their head. What does that have to do with the Holy Spirit? Well, this chapter in Numbers, it details the Feast of Tabernacles and its prescribed sacrifices of certain animals on certain days. How many, what kind, on which day of the feast? Now, we have a clear connection. If you've been following this series, we have a clear connection between sacrifice and grace, which is represented by the number 5, and covenant, which is represented by the number 8. But this seems to be just another number in a series of verses without any special significance. It just seems essentially to simply be one of among many directives, the same as any other verse in that chapter. And, you know, in part that's true, but we have to take the whole word in context to get the full picture. And giving you the full picture of this final feast would take far longer than we have in this meeting. So let's just focus on the meaning of 9 right here.
It's interesting that the first mention of the word 9 pertains to this feast, because tabernacles is the type of fullness in the Spirit. Remember, God's way of doing things is in threes. The natural is first, then the spiritual comes, and then the fullness of the spiritual. The word 9 means through, the idea of a turn to the next. This is not a turning back, but a moving ahead in fullness. A few of the root meanings of the word include to gaze at, or about, properly for help.
Looking for help.
To inspect, consider, and compassionate. 9, by definition, implies turning to something for help. For a believer, that something is the Holy Spirit. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
It is the Holy Spirit that inspects, considers, and makes us compassionate. When we look at these Hebrew meanings, the significance is no longer a mystery. The word bullock means breaking forth in wild strength. A comparison to the ram we saw last week as one of the animals sacrificed in the Abrahamic covenant. Once again, the message is that we are to lay our own strength on the altar of sacrifice.
There's an earlier reference to 9, but the word is 9th. And in that reference, it refers to the same feast, the Feast of Tabernacles. And both of these early references to 9 connect this number to this last feast. This is the feast that has yet to be spiritually fulfilled. Passover was fulfilled both historically and spiritually. Pentecost has been fulfilled both historically and spiritually. But Tabernacles has only been fulfilled historically. And we believe we are entering the spiritual fulfillment of this final feast in this generation, in this time. The reference verse that I'm speaking of is in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 32. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In the 9th day of the month at evening, from evening unto evening, shall you celebrate your Sabbath. It is a resting time. Afflict your souls, in this verse, means to humble yourself. We humble ourselves. It has the implication of putting under or putting down. We're to come under the hand of God and rest, enter the rest of the Holy Spirit. Now, I personally think this speaks of the baptism with the Holy Ghost, where we give ourselves wholly over to the Lord, we cease from our own understanding and our own way. We can truly rest in God when the Holy Spirit is doing the work. So this coming under the covering of the Holy Ghost was prescribed on the 9th day. The 9th day of the month, I suppose. Yes, the 9th day of the month, Leviticus. It looks as if God is telling us from the very beginning that His Spirit will be full in us and we in Him. That is the plan. So let's look at some more Holy Spirit nines. Praise the Lord.
2 Kings 17, verse 1. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. To get the significance of the 9, look at the meaning of the names. Hoshea ruled 9 years. He was son of Elah, which means strength, and his name means deliverer, to be opened, to free, avenge, defend, help, preserve, rescue, be safe, bring salvation, savior, and get victory. 9 is definitely connected here to the Holy Ghost, who is sent by the Father to draw us to Jesus. Jesus died at the ninth hour. His death and resurrection on the eighth day brought in a new beginning for whosoever will. Jesus became the first of the first fruits. Our salvation, the new beginning, should cause us to bring forth fruit. And the fruit that comes forth is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is the most commonly accepted meaning for the number nine, the fruit of the Spirit. God names nine attributes that can only be developed in us by the Holy Ghost.
That's a fact. Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, also known as patience, gentleness, also known as compassion or mercy, goodness, also known as benevolence or generosity, faith, meekness. Meekness is great strength under control. Temperance, also known as self-control. Against such, there is no law. These nine attributes. These are the good fruits in our lives that are an expression of the Holy Spirit living in us. They are God expressing Himself. Our responsibility in developing these fruits is twofold. We must keep our roots in good soil, tapped into the river of God. And we must allow God to arise in us and express Himself. This involves stepping into Christ, which is like going into the booth at the Feast of Tabernacles. When we are in Christ, we have a position of strength, so we can take the attitude of humility with confidence that the victory is certain. It is assured to us. Peace is ours. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The other widely recognized nine things in relation to the Holy Ghost are the gifts of the Spirit. These are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these works, that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Thank you, Lord. So maybe you've heard somebody say, I have the gift of healing, or I have the gift of prophecy. I just want to just go on record and say, there is a little bit of error in that statement. the gift does not belong to the person operating in it. The gift belongs to the Holy Spirit, and it is meant for the person who receives the gift, not the one that it's flowing through. I also believe any and all believers who are willing to be used to God's glory and make themselves available to be used in the gifts, they will be used in the gifts. God gets the glory for giving the gift to the receiver, and God should get the gratitude from the one who is used in that gift.
Amen.
I think I will say that again. God gets the glory for giving the gift to the receiver. You are the middleman. God gets the glory for giving the gift to the receiver. And God should get the gratitude from the one that it flows through, from the one being used in the gift, as well as from the one receiving the gift. It's to His glory.
Amen.
It is to His glory. The Holy Spirit wants someone to have something. Maybe it's a healing. So He looks around to see who is available and willing to be used to impart the gift of healing or the working of a miracle. Now, if that's you, He will use you. We believe every Christian who has been baptized with the Holy Ghost can be used in any one of these 9 areas of giftings or in all of them according to his or her availability and willingness. Hope you got that. You are not excused from this. Tag, you're it. Tell the Lord you want to be used as a vessel for the gifts of the Spirit to flow. He will honor your heart. If your motive is love for God and love for His people and not your own glory, what He does through you will amaze you. It will thoroughly amaze you. People will be falling down under the power of God. You're going to be looking at your hand that just touched them and wondering, what? How did that happen?
I think that's why that He said to the disciples, when they were all excited, they came back saying, the demons are subject to us in your name. And He says, rejoice not that the demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah, be humble.
Hallelujah.
Be humble about looking, about using, being used in that gift. You're here. No, you're here. You just did that, baby. God will honor your heart. If your motive is love for God and His people and not your own glory, then what He does through you will amaze you. It will thoroughly amaze you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Here we go. We got our pages straight now.
Hallelujah. The last 9 we'll look at is in Matthew chapter 5. This is the passage from the Constitution of the Kingdom of God, which is widely known as the Beatitudes. Matthew 5, verses 3 through 13. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. I'm sorry, the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. These nine blessings are assured to fall upon those who prescribe to the attitudes and actions of Jesus' names. Be this attitude. It isn't do this, it is be this. Hallelujah.
That's right. Something you do is something you are. First of all, we're to humble ourselves, bow before the Lord. That is what being poor in spirit means. Second, we should allow ourselves to experience passion or pain. Be sensitive. Third, we need to be gentle in dealing with others. Because we have the position of strength, we take the approach of humility. When you know you're right, you don't have to fight. Fourth, hunger and thirst after righteousness. In other words, don't ever get enough. Always be ready to speak a good word, do a good deed. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. We had a wonderful message about love and how valuable it is this week. And that's what it's all about. Love benefits others at the sacrifice of self. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Five, be merciful. Compassion on people. You know, compassion and pity are different. Pity says, I'm glad that's not me. But compassion is a force that moves us to do something to alleviate the other person's pain. Six, we cleanse our hearts from all filthiness. Seven, we are to bring peace into stressful or contentious situations. Pacify, not antagonize and fuel the flames of strife. Eight, we must endure persecution for the sake of righteousness. Not run from it. Not try to defend ourselves, holding on to our rights and taking offense. And nine, rejoice. Rejoice no matter what the circumstance or what the degree of persecution. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
Yeah, that's sometimes a challenge, hallelujah. Not one of those attitudes or actions can be accomplished without the Holy Spirit. When we display these attributes, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us and express himself through us. Interestingly enough, nine, the number of the Holy Spirit, is sandwiched between eight, the new beginning, which is our born-again experience, and entering God's covenant, and 10, which is obedience, testimony, law, and responsibility. We have to be born again to have the Holy Spirit come and work in us. We also need the discipline of obedience, realizing we have a responsibility in developing the fruit of the Spirit in us. It doesn't just happen. A curse doesn't just happen, and neither does a blessing. The spirit realm is at work in both, but we have a part in bringing about one or the other. Praise the Lord.
According to the Hebrew scriptures, or what we call the Old Testament, there are 10 patriarchs before the flood. 10 plagues on Egypt, 10 commandments. Abraham contended with God to spare Sodom for the sake of 10 righteous souls. 10 is also well used and significant in the New Testament. And here we see lots of 10s, including 10 virgins, 10 servants who are given 10 pounds, and one is given rulership over 10 cities. We see 10 things that cannot stand against the love of God. And we're going to look at that in a little bit. But again, let's begin with the first reference to this number 10. This you will see in Genesis 16, verse 3. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. Bad move. Hallelujah.
Back in the day, before you were close to the Lord, you may have seen the movie with this famous line. What we have here is a failure to communicate. This verse doesn't look much like obedience, law, or testimony. It seems to be a picture of how we get off track of those things when we take the responsibility for doing God's work for Him rather than waiting and working with Him. The background is this. Abram split with Lot. Lot went to the cities of the plain and settled in Sodom. Abram went into the land of Canaan. Here for 10 years, the number of obedience, law, and responsibility, Abram was obedient to God. He contended with God to spare Sodom for 10 righteous souls, but there were not found in the city 10 people who were obedient to the Lord. Afterwards, and we did a brief study on this, Abram went after Chedorlaomer and defeated the 4 kings that had ravaged the land and taken Lot and his stuff into captivity. He was met by Melchizedek and gave tithes to him, a tenth of all he had. And if you weren't in on those teachings to see the grace and how the numbers fit together, we encourage that you ask for the link or visit the website.
Next, God made Abram the promise of his son and said Abram's seed would be like the stars in the heavens for multitude. When Abram asked to know how this would happen, God made the covenant that we looked at last week, where the smoking furnace and the burning lamp crisscrossed between the 8 pieces of the 5 sacrificial animals. And that's where we are at this point, when Sarai sends Abram her maid. The promise of a son has not been fulfilled. You know, it's easy for us to want to help God out when he's told us he'll do something and it hasn't happened in the time frame that we think it should. It looks like that's what these two are doing. They thought they were being obedient to God, but they were taking responsibility on themselves to bring God's word to pass. Still, there's a deeper and more meaningful significance to Abram's 10 years in Canaan. If you look at the definition of 10, it means an accumulation. The root of this word 10 means to accumulate, chiefly or specifically to grow rich or make rich, become rich, enrich, make self rich, wax rich, and make. So 10 is a wealthy number. Abram was 10 years in Canaan accumulating wealth. The thing that makes us wealthy is our obedience to God's law and our testimony of his goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We can't possibly explore all the references to 10, of course, but I want to reveal something in the story of the servant who was sent by Abraham to get a wife for Isaac. This account is in Genesis chapter 24. First of all, the servant took 10 camels laden with stuff. This represents both the servant's obedience to his master Abraham and a great accumulation as well. A caravan of 10 camels would carry an impressive amount of goods. Find that in Genesis 24:10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, into the city of Nahor. It's very interesting, and yet another testimony to God's sovereign authorship and organization of the word, that is the 10th verse, and that all the goods of Abraham were in the hand of the servant. He could have taken whatever he chose, and yet he took 10 camel loads, not 9 or 11 or 12, 10. God is weaving his heart through his word in numbers. Between this and the next mention of 10, the servant makes a very specific supplication to the Lord. He's saying, God, I don't want to pick the wrong girl. Make it very clear to me. Confirm it. Show me what you want. God honors his prayer in all its specificity. Then in verse 22, look at what the servant does.
Yes, this is Genesis 24:22. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. This servant put a golden earring on her ear. That typifies an anointing to hear the word of God. And then he put bracelets on her hands, calling her into service. Notice that these bracelets were a certain weight, 10 shekels of gold. Gold symbolizes righteousness or divinity, and 10 speaks of obedience. We are to serve the bridegroom in righteousness and obedience, hearkening to his voice. What an amazing God.
So quickly, let's go to some significant 10s. Jesus named himself as 10 I Ams in the book of John, and here they are, quickly. We'd like to write them down. I am the bread of life. That's in John 6:35. I am the bread which came down from heaven. That's in John 6:41. I am the living bread. That's in John 6:51. I am the light of the world. That's in John 8:12. Verse 12. I am one that bears witness of myself. John 8:18. I am the door. John 10:9. I am the good shepherd. John 10:14. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. I am the true vine, John 15:15.
And remind everybody, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said to hallow or reverence the name of the Father. God introduced himself as I am, and so does Jesus. Every time we say I am, we're speaking the name of God. Maybe we should be more careful that we follow those words with his truth and stop saying things that oppose who he is. No more of this, I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm mad, I'm frustrated, I am confused, I'm ugly, I'm unworthy, I'm depressed, I'm poor, I'm fat, I'm skinny, I'm too black, I'm too white, I'm too old, I'm too young. Stop it. I think you get the message. Praise God. Praise God. I think you get the message.
Ministry will stop it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yes. Don't say I am and then speak what the devil says. Hallelujah. Because those are not God's words about you. So finally, let's go to those 10 things we mentioned at the first that cannot stand against the love of God. And you'll find that in Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. And we can conclude that the number 10 in God's math is a testimony of his love for us and his heart that we respond to, his ability, so that we prosper and grow wealthy, that we accumulate through our obedience to his statutes the riches of the kingdom of God in this life. And as far as I know, there's only one thing left off this list. He stated, not things present and not things to come. But, you know, things past is not mentioned. Does this mean that if you are focused on past hurts and unmet needs, you are separated from the love of God? Think about it. If you're continually beating yourself up over past sins or constantly thinking about situations of your past and the regrets attached to them, or holding people in judgment about what they did to you, are you at peace or are you in misery? Are you clearly hearing God's love in your ear and feeling joy in your heart? This verse might hold the key to your healing if you heed this subtle omission.
Wow. Hallelujah. And you know, aside from myself, I've never heard that preached. If you'd like to make another confession of your faith, if you want to seal these truths in your heart and in the heavens, then I invite you to pray this prayer with us tonight. I will lead you. You just pray as I pray, if you are in agreement and your heart is open to what God has for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
I come before you with a heart full.
Come before you with a heart full.
Of praise and adoration of your greatness.
Of praise and adoration of your greatness.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit in me.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit in me.
The Comforter.
The Comforter.
My Helper.
My Helper.
Who is ever faithful.
Who is ever faithful.
To lead me into your truth.
To lead me into your truth.
Help me, Lord, to put away past hurts.
Help me, Lord, to put away past hurts.
Unmet needs.
Unmet needs.
Anoint my ears to hear you.
Anoint my ears to hear you.
I want to listen to your Holy Spirit.
I want to listen to your Holy Spirit.
So that I fully develop the fruit of your Spirit in my life.
So that I fully develop the fruit of your Holy Spirit in my life.
I want overflowing fruit.
I want overflowing fruit.
Ripe and ready.
Ripe and ready.
Pickable.
Pickable.
Tasty fruit.
Tasty fruit.
That others may partake.
That others may partake.
Edible.
Edible.
And appealing.
And appealing.
Love and joy and peace and patience.
Love and joy and peace and patience.
Grow more faith in me, Father.
Grow more faith in me, Father.
And meekness.
And meekness.
And gentleness and goodness.
Gentleness goodness
and self-control.
And self-control.
So that I can be used by you.
So that I can be used by you.
I make myself available.
I make myself available.
And I ask that you operate the gifts of your spirit.
And ask that you operate the gifts of your spirit.
Through me.
Through me.
Whatever gift seems right to you, Lord.
Whatever gift seems right to you, Lord.
And at whatever time.
And at whatever time.
It doesn't matter where I am, Lord.
Doesn't matter where I am, Lord.
I am willing.
I am willing.
Use me.
Use me.
I don't have to be in church.
I don't have to be in church.
Use me in the grocery store.
Use me in the grocery
store. On the ball field.
On the ball
field. Over the telephone.
Over the telephone.
At the bank.
At the bank.
Wherever and whenever you want.
Wherever and whenever you want.
Give me freedom from fear of man, Lord.
Give me freedom from fear of man, Lord.
I break agreement with fear of man.
I break agreement with fear of man.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure.
Fear of looking foolish.
And fear of looking foolish.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break agreement with those things.
I break agreement with those things.
You did not give me a spirit of fear.
You did not give me a spirit of fear.
Work in your spirit in me, Lord.
Work in your spirit in me, Lord.
So that you can work your work through me.
So that you can work your work through me.
Give me humility in every situation.
Give me humility in every situation.
And sensitivity to your people.
And sensitivity to your people.
And to their needs.
And to their needs.
Make me gentle.
Make me gentle.
And merciful toward my brothers and sisters.
And merciful towards my brothers and sisters.
Grant me a new hunger for you.
Grant me a new hunger for you.
And for the things of the kingdom.
And for the things of the kingdom.
Purge me, Lord.
Purge me, Lord.
Cleanse me in the blood of Jesus.
Cleanse me in the blood of Jesus.
So that I always bring peace.
So that I always bring peace.
And not contention.
And not contention.
Help me to endure persecution.
Help me to endure persecution.
With rejoicing on my lips.
With rejoicing on my lips.
And a song of praise in my heart.
And a song of praise in my heart.
Ooh, I thank you, Father God.
I thank you, Father God.
That you have appointed me for wealth.
That you have appointed me for wealth.
Through obedience to your word.
Through obedience to your word.
And thank you for putting me in righteous service to you.
And thank you for putting me in righteous service to you.
Make me aware of my words, Lord God.
Make me aware of my words, Lord God.
So that I never again.
So that I never again.
Fail to reverence your name.
Fail to reverence your name.
By negating myself.
By negating myself.
I thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
There is nothing that can separate me from your love.
There's nothing that can separate me from your love.
When I come out of the past.
When I come out of the past.
And live each day.
Live each day.
Fresh and new with you.
Fresh and new with you.
I ask you now, Lord.
I ask you now, Lord.
For a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit.
For a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit.
Fill me, Lord God.
Fill me, Lord God.
With your love.
With your love.
I position myself.
I position myself.
To receive what you have for me.
Receive what you have for me.
Pour it out, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. I just remind fear that everyone has broken agreement with you. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of looking foolish. I cast you out You come up and out from every cell in their body, every thought in their mind, every emotion in their heart. Loose them. I cancel cell memories of fear. Fill your people, Lord, with the overflowing abundance of the fruit of your Holy Spirit. That fresh infilling, love, joy, peace, patience, faith, meekness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, fill us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If anybody has a comment or a question, I know there are some of you still receiving that fill up from the Holy Ghost. But if you'd like to make, if you'd like to say something, you can unmute your phone with the *6 keys on your telephone keypad. From that point, you can mute and unmute by using your mute button on your phone. Anybody got something? Anybody didn't have an opportunity to let us know you're here and would like to?
Good morning from the other side of this world. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I'm just so glad I was able to hear the word tonight. And it's a very comforting word as well that, you know, the Lord is just, Abba Father is just confirming things. And I'm just glad that, that I'm able to catch up on this teaching tonight. So thank you, Father, for the confirmation and for the blessing through your teaching tonight. Good night, everyone.
Amen. God bless you. And it will be good night to you. And it's good night to us. It's good morning to you. Sorry.
Good morning to me.
I'd like
okay,
to say
something. Okay, go ahead,
like,
Ben.
When you were talking about number 9, representing the Holy Ghost, there's a scripture that I think of often, and I think I got a more of an insight about it tonight. But it says in the Word, no man can call me Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And I thought often when I've read that, how important has it been in my life to have the Holy Ghost?
Amen. Hallelujah.
World. And to have the victory and to get things done. But it says, no man can call me Lord. In other words, what that means to me is, if we recognize through the Holy Ghost that it's all God, it's all Him, it's His gift, like you were saying, it's not our gift, it's His gift. If we recognize Him as Lord of our lives, then we want to operate under that Lord and receive all the benefits of it that He has to offer to us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then another thing I wanted to share was, I was at the worship room Friday night, and they had a woman there that came from Houston. It was a woman's conference, but Friday night is the regular meeting time. But there was all these new people in there, and mostly women, and there was a few men, and I didn't realize it was a men's conference till I called Venice, and she told me, she said, well, Saturday, the next day, is a woman's conference, really, but they invited me to come. I didn't end up going, but the woman was talking. She started out by saying, I have a friend, Sarah, who's 90 years old, and I want to talk about her in the book of Genesis, and she started out talking about Sarah
yeah.
in the tent,
And she knew about that was coming to her and her husband. But when the angels were talking to her husband about within a year this will come to pass, she laughed in her tent. And this woman brought out the fact that how many times in the past have all of us maybe misunderstood something from the Lord or laughed at the Lord or said, you know, I don't know that I can do this. And she was saying, in our time now that we're all feeling an anxiety, a pressure, a desire to get into our lane and to move on and to rise above the things that are troubling us, she said, this is what we need to do. She said, no matter how you feel or what you're waiting on in the Lord, whether it's a sickness or prosperity or something that the enemy
is coming to you.
Well, she just said, she took three sisters and put around her, and she started walking up the aisle. And she said, these three sisters represent the spirit, the angels of the Lord that will move with you. When you start to move for God, start to move, you wait on God. And she was talking about how Sarah, she didn't wait for the promise. So she had that.
That's right.
And that's we right. need to wait on the Lord and just be patient. Yeah. Push forward and keep moving no matter what we feel, no matter how much the enemy's trying to stop us.
Amen.
He'll stop us if we don't move. And
Amen.
It was horrible that night. So then I was sitting behind this little old lady that
Wait, Ben. We can't go through your whole night, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll stop. But it was just a wonderful night. And I
praise
really enjoyed
the Lord.
The night.
And
the
this. One. This enforced, yes, and this enforced your what you had already learned. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So who else has a comment or a question tonight? Star 6 before Phil closes us. Hey,
hello.
Nope, I just wanted to thank you very much. I got a lot of freedom, and I appreciate everything. That's it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Me too, Bill. Me too, Bill and Sister. Just want to say thank you. Such a blessing you are to everyone.
Thank you, Mitch. Be safe out there.
That's right.
All right. Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Hi, my phone wouldn't let me unmute. This was awesome. I just didn't want to move. I do that. Sometimes I get in the spirit and just can't move. But it was beautiful. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Claudia.
Claudia, you said what was in my heart. And boy...
Oh,
it's
good.
Amazing.
It is. It is.
Let go of the past. I was with my two nieces for a few over the weekend. Oh, three nieces. Two of us went to see a third. Mm-hmm. And I probably needed. One of them said to me, "You're living in the past, and you're right. If I could cut the past." Then you cut all the hurt and the damage that, yeah. Anyway, it was just right on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise God. Okay, I am going to ask Pastor Phil to bless us and close the meeting. Anybody have something burning before we do that? If not, he can seal this word.
Did I share a testimony quickly? Do we have to? All right,
okay.
I can wait on it. I was talking about in that meeting, I was sitting behind this lady, and she started crying, weeping just very tenderly. And I thought, what can I do here? And the Lord said, pray. And I just sat behind her. I didn't lay hands on her or anything. I just prayed. And as I was praying, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm taking her tears and I'm bottling them up as a remembrance and a memorial. And I didn't even know where that was in the Word till afterwards, and I went to the Word and found it, where he'll bottle our tears. In another place in Revelation, it says he'll bottle tears and pour them out in judgments of the saints, and the tears of the saints and the martyrs. But this was tears that just brethren would, when they're crying before the Lord or God.
Yeah, they're precious. Our tears are precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I mean,
we just thank you for your word tonight. We just give you honor. We give you glory, Father. We thank you that you bless your people, Lord, that you have blessed your people, and you are blessing your people with the attributes of your Spirit. We are so grateful, Lord. We are so excited about what you're doing in the earth today and in your people, through your people. Thank you, Lord. Seal this word in our heart, Lord. Seal it deep, that it makes the changes, Lord, that you would have it make, that will help us grow up in you so that we can be used in these last days, Lord, in mighty ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are sealing our heart, that you're working a mighty work now as we speak, Father. Thank you. And as Aaron the high priest of the people of God, bless the children of Israel, the people of God, in Numbers, the sixth chapter, I bless you tonight with the Aaronic benediction. We close with this. I'm going to do it in Hebrew and English. God bless you as you receive the blessings of your Father. You are the people of God. Hallelujah. Yivarechach Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha yifunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add, in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are and all that you do, Lord. Thank you for the work that you're doing in us through the Holy Spirit. Just continue, Lord, to do that work in a mighty way as we are willing, we are open to receive all that you have for us, Father. I ask you to encamp your angels around your people this week. And, Lord, that you speak to them clearly, that they know what to say, what to do in each and every situation that they encounter, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people. Thank you, Lord, that you're empowering us to honor you in a special way this day and every day. In the mighty, precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. I will say, don't forget that this message will be repeated Friday night at the same place and from a different perspective. Gretchen will bring this in a mighty way. She's highly anointed. So don't forget to join us Friday night for that. And as always, we'll be back in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table. Anybody that's up and ready to receive in the morning, give your first fruits to the Lord at the King's Table. in the morning, Monday through Friday at 7:15. God bless you all. Have you got something to say, honey?
Yes, I love you. Everyone. Yes, many blessings to you.
Love you guys. And thank you again.
God bless you, dear.
Good night.
Good morning to Kathy over in the Philippines. Have a great day.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. I love these people.
Amen.
Amen. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.